This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Wednesday, January the 1st of 2024. It is New Year's Day, and it is the New Year's Day edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, and again, hopefully you had a lot of fun last night. Hopefully you were able to ring out 2024 in a lot of great ways and ring in 2025. And hopefully 2025 will be a good year. I know there's a lot of question marks on that part, but at the same time, we're going to try to be as optimistic as possible to start off the new year and hopefully get things off to a rip-roaring start for everybody. Mm-hmm. I am again joined, as we were for the entirety of 2024, by our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Jen. And happy a new year.
Thank you, and happy new year to you as well. We found out that you're going to be exercising more as part of your New Year's resolution.
Uh-huh.
I don't make resolutions.
Resolutions can be hard. And depending on what type of resolution, sometimes it's hard to keep.
I think, though, anything that you make in terms of a resolution, you need to make sure that it is something that you intend to try to do. Yeah. Not just make a resolution for the sake of making a resolution. Making sure that you're able to actually do something that, hey, I think I'm going to be able to do this and go forward from there. But at the same time, I think it's a good thing that we're gonna keep track with you. I'm going to ask you from time to time to see if you're still exercising at that level that you said you're going to.
I like that. Keep me on my toes and make sure I'm keeping my promise. Absolutely.
Absolutely is right. Coming up during this hour, we'll have a little bit more Christmas trivia, New Year's trivia with Ian a little bit later on in the hour. We will see if he can dig out of the bit of a hole that he's in right now at 4 out of 10. So 4 correct and 6 wrong, and we want to get him at least 50%. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. 50% is the goal on the trivia. You are about 67%, I think, for the Christmas trivia back on Christmas Eve.
Christmas trivia I did really good on.
You knew your stuff, that's for sure. Also coming up, we're going to hear in just a moment, we're going to continue talking about some of the biggest news stories of Central Wisconsin of 2024. And there were some big ones that we've discussed in the first hour, and we're going to continue to discuss here in hour number two. And then finally, it may be New Year's Day, we're still going to have our number for the day quiz as part of our daily history lesson.
Absolutely.
The final segment of the show always is our daily history lesson. We talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We talk about some of the famous people that are celebrating their birthdays, about some of the things that are being honored on this date, some of the events and such. And then we always wrap it up with our number for the day. And if you're not familiar with it, if you're somebody that in 2025 has decided to check us out, well, at the end of the show, the final thing we do is I give Ian 3 choices. I give him a topic, and we discuss what the number for the day is going to be. And we then
Give them three choices, and based on the math, 33%. If you guess, you should get one out of three right. So 33% is always the goal. If he's above 33%, it's a passing grade. If he's below 33%, it's a failing grade. And then if we get more right than wrong, then it's truly a winning week. So three out of five, it's a winning week. The best week ever has been 4 out of 5, and we're still trying to get that perfect 5 out of 5 week. So
yes,
we're going to continue to aim high in 2025. So something to look forward to as we continue during the course of this program. But I wanted to talk again about one of the bigger stories this year when it's come to Wausau and the Central Wisconsin area. And there's been, again, a lot of different types of stories that were big this year. And one of which was the I'm going to bring up the Channel 9 issue. The loss of local news here in Central Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh. And that was such a blow to our community.
And it happened so late in 2024. It happened just before Christmas. And a number of longtime news and sports and behind the scenes folks lost their jobs at Channel 9. The newscast started to go basically from Madison as opposed to from Wausau. They would have the start of the news from Madison. They would then have the weather from Wausau and then have like a minute of sports from Wausau. But so many important people that folks came to know and came to trust. Of course, the big name, Melissa Langban, but she wasn't the only one. Eric Morotek, who is a longtime anchor as well, was released from his duties, and so many others. And beyond the individuals, and obviously the individuals are very, very important in a story like this.
Absolutely.
But it's also for the community itself in terms of just, the information that we get. And we've noticed over the years so many times the newspaper. I mean, here in Wausau, I mean, I bet you don't even remember because you were probably too young, where the newspaper was one of the biggest, maybe the biggest news source for people. Every day you get the newspaper, it would have, it'd have like four different segments in there. It'd have the news, it'd have the business, have the sports, have entertainment, have other things. I mean, it's have so much stuff in it. And then all of a sudden they stopped publishing the paper here in Wausau, printing it here in Wausau. All the local reporters were let go. And that has changed the way that we get our information. And we are getting less information than we used to. And now to see one of our major television stations take a step back, It's a great loss. It's a great loss for our community. It's a great loss for democracy, because the only way that democracy truly can flourish is through an educated and informed electorate. And part of that is through news sources. And boy, when you look back in history, back in the day, there used to be just so many newspapers in all the cities. There would be different perspectives from the newspapers, and that would be okay. But again, I think for democracy, this is something that really does hurt.
It really does. I mean, and it's incredibly competitive to get into the TV news business. And the people who are working at Channel 9 have worked very hard to get to where they are today. And just to be, let go and told you no longer work here, it's just a huge punch in the stomach.
It is.
And metaphorically speaking, of course.
Yeah, no.
Still.
No, but I mean, it really is something. And it really did get a lot of notice. And I think the response from so many people here in Central Wisconsin said, yes, we do care about this. Yes, we care about the people involved. We care about the issues involved. We care about what it means for our community. So, again, that was, one, I think, of the bigger stories that occurred here in North Central Wisconsin in 2024.
I think the biggest thing is, can it be fixed? Or can we, move on from this? Can we maybe try and help any way we can? Because, I believe, being an optimist, that it can be a fix. It's just a matter of, how long is it going to take?
Well, and the thing about it, times change, and they do change. Technology changes. How we get our information changes. And whether or not how we get our information now is better than how we got it before, I think is ripe for a rather significant argument. Mm. Because I do think that while there are many positives to the revolution, and I'll say that's probably the proper word, a revolution in technology that has led to the internet and then all the information that you're able to get immediately. I mean, it's wonderful to get immediate information and on important issues and on important news. Yeah. But then there's all the information that's not correct. And the opportunity for those folks to put out misinformation, intentional misinformation. Of course, there, from time to time, there are going to be issues with misinformation, even if you're attempting to get all the right stuff out there. But the thing that's worrisome is now the weaponization of misinformation by so many in our society. And I think that's something that is very worrisome. It's something that people are going to have to keep a very close eye on, not to automatically believe. And that's also something that's sad in a sense, where we have to worry that what we're seeing is not true, that what we're reading is false. So how we're going to get the information in the future is something that worries me. Can we get good information? Because you need good information. As I go back to the whole idea of democracy. When you're able to get the information you need in order to get the right people elected to office who are representing you, for them to make the right decisions on issues that are very important to everybody's lives. Again, I mean, this is just part of the trickle-down of the change in technology. And we're going to continue to see more and more change in technology in the future. And whether or not we handle it well is going to be one of the big challenges, I think, for us as a human race, because I mean, things seem to change so much quicker than ever. I mean, even AI, I mean, that's exploded in the last couple of years, and I worry about AI. And I just think that while there are some positive aspects that could be had at times, I think the negative aspects are even, you know, more out there than the positive. So we're gonna see. We'll see. Maybe there will be a backlash. Maybe Channel 9 and the ownership will decide, hey, that we do need a local presence, not just a building in central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick time out. The time is 9:18 here on this New Year's morning, January the 1st, 2025. We're going to give Ian a few more Christmas trivia questions coming up. See if we can pull back to 50% before we wrap it up.
You said Christmas again.
Christmas, man. Why do I keep saying Christmas? New Year's trivia questions coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Hour number two of the program, it is 9:22, as we continue here on day number one of 2025. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Do you have a big calendar you're putting X's on to count down the days before you head down to Disney World?
Oh, I've already started that. I just started doing that as soon as I got the news I was going to Disney World. So I started like As soon as Christmas was over, I started putting X's on my calendar.
Got to count down those days. You'll be heading down there in about less than 3 weeks, right? What, the 19th you're leaving, is that right?
Yep.
So the 19th, 2.5 weeks.
The 19th, my dad and I will drive down to Milwaukee and take a plane down to Florida. Then we'll be at Disney World for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And we fly back to Milwaukee on Thursday, and then we drive back home.
Very, very good. So looking forward to that.
I've already started making a plan of all the things I want to do. I'm making a list of all the rides I want to go on so I don't miss anything. Because last time I was there, the last time I was at Disney World, they didn't even have the Star Wars rides or the Avatar or any of the new stuff. So this is my first time seeing all the new stuff, and I am super excited about this.
Very, very cool indeed. So definitely going to look forward to hearing the reports about that when you get done with the trip and back here to Central Wisconsin later in January.
We'll be taking lots of pictures, too.
Oh, very, very good.
A photo album of pictures.
I'm sure you will. Well, let's get back and play a little bit more of the New Year's trivia, because you got some work to do.
Yeah, four out of nine.
You got 4 out of 10.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, 4 out of 10.
No skewing the numbers here, Ian. You got to play it fair here.
That's right.
All righty. On average, actually, I'm going to save this one. This will be a number for the day one. I like this one because I had not seen what the number for the day was. I see this one. I'm going to save this one. So we're going to move this one across the board here.
Okay, keep it in the New Year's Eve theme. I'm okay with that.
There you go. All right. How many glasses of bubbly are consumed on New Year's Eve?
Glasses of bubbly.
Is the correct answer A, 36 million, B, 360 million, C, 3.6 billion?
Oh, what is this?
So.
This would be interesting.
A number? 36 million. 360 million, 3.6 billion glasses of bubbly are consumed on New Year's Eve.
I'm going to say 360 million. I'll go with B.
That is correct. Ooh. So you're now 5 out of 11.
5 out of 11. Okay.
What do people in the southern United States eat for good luck on New Year's Eve?
In the southern United States? Oh boy, I gotta think about that one.
I'll give you a hint. It's also the name of a band that was big in the last couple of decades.
Oof. That's tough.
It's also the name of the band that was one of the singers was named Fergie.
I know I've heard this before. It's aching in the back of my mind.
I'm gonna have to give you the answer here.
Yeah, it's okay.
Black Eyed Peas.
I knew that sounded familiar.
All right. Smashing a peppermint version of what animal is considered good luck in New York?
Peppermint.
I'll give you a multiple choice.
Okay.
A, horse. B, pig. C, chicken.
I think I'm gonna go with peppermint pig.
You are right. Pig is right. So back to 50%.
I don't know why I thought that.
So back to 50%. You are now 6 out of 12.
Okay.
We're going to do two more questions here. And then, so if you get one of the two right, they'll clinch 50%.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Our next question is, in Australia, which city is famous for its New Year's Eve fireworks?
Fireworks. Can you give me multiple choice on this one, or should I take a swing at it?
I'm going to let you take a swing at it because Australia. There's only a couple of big cities in Australia.
This was the fireworks.
Yep.
Right, fireworks.
In Australia?
I'm going to say Sydney.
Sydney is correct. So you got that one right. So now we have one more. See if you can be officially over 50%.
Oh, yeah.
You're 7 of 13. So right now you're over 50%. So
okay, let's see.
Let me see here. January gets its name from what Roman god?
I am a huge mythology buff, so I should know this. What Roman god? Wait, isn't that a Juno?
Nope, it's Janus, the god of doors and gates. So, Janus, the god of doors and gates.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah,
god
that makes
of,
sense.
God of doors and gates.
That's there's again, a lot of gods of lesser things in the mythologies.
Well, you got 7 of 14, so that's good. That's good. That's not easy to get.
That's pretty good.
So 50% will give you a passing grade for that. Coming
did better
up
on the Christmas trivia.
Yeah, coming up later, we'll see if you can get the number for the day correct. We'll have a New Year's theme to it, so we'll have that coming up at the end of the show.
Nice.
Coming up now, we'll have an information update, and then back again looking at some of the biggest news stories of the year here in North Central Wisconsin, here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm hanging out left of center, proud of it. And that's one of the things also that I think 2024 will be remembered as, the idea of certain labels being made into negatives as opposed to positives. The idea of diversity, equity, and inclusion being bad. I don't understand that. I'm curious to see if that's going to continue in the future. The idea of having a well-rounded historical education where you say slavery was bad. it's insane, some of the things that are being said that are bad, that are, I think, inclusive and really good for our country. So that's a minor transgression about maybe a big idea of 2024 that I hope does change as we get to 2025, that the idea of inclusion and diversity and equity becomes what it is, a good thing. Wokeness. Every time somebody gets upset about woke, I'm thinking, well, what's your problem? I mean, the idea of caring and understanding about others. So again, as we go into 2025, hopefully the positives of some of those terms will be put to the forefront as opposed to the negatives that we've heard so often, especially during a presidential campaign year. Again, Happy New Year. It is New Year's Day. It is the first day of 2025, but we're spending a little bit of time looking back at 2024 as well, because there were a lot of major news stories that occurred here in central Wisconsin, in the Wausau area, in 2024, and one of which we talked about early in the program, the mayor's race. There was a change at City Hall in April of 2024 when Doug Denny won a close election against the incumbent mayor, Katie Rosenberg. I talked about this as one of the big stories of the year earlier, with 51% to 49%, a very, very close race. So that meant there was going to be change, and we did see some change. And one of the big stories is, of course, the Dropbox. And Doug Denny decided to take matters into his own hands in late September outside City Hall. And this was not a case where he was trying to hide it, because the mayor put on the hard hat. He put on the vest for Wausau Public Works. He had pictures taken of him hauling the Dropbox away on a Sunday into his office. And it led to a lot of controversy, both within the city council, within the city itself. And we're still waiting to see what the ultimate outcome will be. And I actually complained about this earlier this week, that I'm not somebody who wants this quick justice, but I think sometimes the dragging out of justice is also an injustice. And we saw it, I think, with Donald Trump in the aftermath of January the 6th. And I think we're seeing it in some ways. And again, maybe I'm just being a little impatient here, but also seeing it in some ways with the Dropbox controversy involving Mayor Doug Denny. In fact, City Council President Lisa Rasmussen, right after the event occurred, said, "I have huge concerns about this behavior, as there is no place for elected officials to manage, alter, or tamper with Dropboxes, whether they agree with their use or not." The City Council President was calling for a public apology for actions that violate the public trust and also likely the law. And that's what's still to be determined. Was this against the law? Mayor Doug Denny said that he said the box was, at the time, he said the box was relocated to a safe indoor location until certain issues that the clerk is aware of are addressed. So again, he thought that he could do this. He had had discussions with the folks in City Hall when it came to be who's in charge of the elections. But in the end, Doug Denny decided that he was going to take action into his own hands. Eventually, the Dropbox was returned. There were no issues at all when it came to voting here in Wausau and the Marathon County area. But in the end, can you do this? And one of the things that we've talked about over the months since then is accountability. Is there accountability for everybody? Is there accountability for only a few people? About equal justice under law? About having Lady Justice being blindfolded? And I think that accountability is something we did not see when it came to Donald Trump, and I don't know if we're going to see it here with the mayor of Wausau. I'm not saying throw the mayor in jail. I'm not saying throw the mayor out of office. I don't think that would happen, but at the same time, there should be some sort of accountability, and it would be nice as well for the mayor to say, hey, I may have overstepped my bounds. I apologize for it. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes as it continues, but that definitely was one of the big stories of 2024, and it does still have the potential of being one of the top stories of 2025 as well, depending on what ultimately the result of this investigation with the State Department of Justice is. Obviously, 2024 was just a big year overall when it came to elections. And one of the stories that I think, in my review of 2024, that is one that needs to be remembered, is the amount of money that was spent in the 85th Assembly District race between Pat Snyder and Yi Lang Zhang. And I think the negativity of that, not only for the candidates, but I think for the community as a whole. When we have an election, we want it to be a battle of ideas, not a battle of who has the most money. And there was more money spent on that race than I think any other assembly race in the history in central Wisconsin, I think by far. And the thing that came across at the end was you had one candidate in Yi Leng Zhang, who I thought it was almost slanderous, some of those commercials that came from the third party. And one of the terrible aspects of Citizens United and the lack of any sort of campaign finance regulations, and there's a word that the Republicans hate hearing, but rules. We all live by rules in this society. We all have to follow the rules. And there were some rules. There used to be some rules. There were some limitations on how much money the richest of us and the poorest of us could spend in an election cycle. And then the Supreme Court of the United States, the conservative Supreme Court of the United States, decided that rules are bad. Money is speech, and the wealthy can get as big a megaphone as they want. And we saw that happen here in central Wisconsin because much of that money was third-party money from outside the area, outside the state. And when you have people like Dick Eline who spend the GDP of a small country on every election promoting conservative causes, there is something wrong here. There is something majorly wrong here. And also the idea that somebody like Dick Eline or Elon Musk can spend hundreds of millions of dollars on elections and yet get it all back based on tax policies that get their guys elected. It's wrong. It's wrong on every level. But even beyond all that, I think about somebody like Yi Leng Zhang in that election, a man that has served in different offices and been able to serve a lot of people in our area. And he wanted to serve again at the level of the state assembly. And he had to sit through and see some of those commercials that were, again, I think just slanderous against his character. Basically saying that he was opening up the jail cell doors. And basically he was in lockstep with the terrorists. I mean, it was just awful, 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 awful. I hear folks talk about, well, there's no way we can change it. There's no way we can change the rules when it comes to campaign finance reform as long as we have a Supreme Court that's this conservative, or we have a United States Congress that is controlled by Republicans on both sides and with a Republican president, or in Wisconsin when we have both houses of the state legislature held by Republicans. One thing that we can do is to talk about this every day, though, because I think one thing the Democrats have not done well enough is pounding over and over again the priorities that they have, the things that they would do to help the people in their districts, in their states, and throughout the country as a whole. And even if today or tomorrow or next week or next year we're not able to overturn Citizens United and get some common sense campaign finance reform done, we still need to talk about it. And that's one thing I think Republicans do better in terms of their media. They talk about these things over and over and over again. They're silly. They're terrible. But they talk about it, and somehow they get it into the minds of a lot of these voters who vote against their self-interests. And one of the aspects of advertising, why do people advertise? It's because they want to change people's opinions or get them to buy the product or whatever it may be. Advertising gets into the minds of the viewers or the listeners. And that's what Democrats have to realize a little bit more. What are those techniques that get into the minds of the viewers and the listeners? And even if you're not able to accomplish it, boy, you got to let people know what you stand for and put the other side on the defensive. If the Democrats are talking over and over again about the need for some common sense campaign finance reform, then maybe some of these media folks are going to go to the Republicans and say, hey, they keep talking about this and they keep saying that you are stopping it. Why are you stopping it? Make them defend this system. Make them defend the filthy money that is constantly going through our system every election cycle. We're going to see it again starting very, very soon. I mean, when we're coming up on a spring election and we're going to start to see some of that money again come flowing in to try to get a conservative justice elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court in order for the GOP and their allies to again have control of that court. Is that good for democracy? Is that good for Wisconsin? Is that good for central Wisconsin? So that is why that I consider the 85th Assembly District race between Pat Snyder and Yilang Zhang one of the biggest news stories of the year here in the Wausau area. Because I do think that it said more than just that result, where Pat Snyder was able to win in a close election over Yilang Zhang. But what that says, even beyond the election result, I think is something that is going to resonate. Because I think that is one of the races that people can take a look at and say, something has to be done. We cannot continue to do things the same way over and over and over again and not have it crack our democracy. You have the Liberty Bell. It's got that big crack in it. Well, our democracy has a big crack in it, and a lot of it has to do with the unlimited money that the richest of the rich can put into our system in order to buy elections and buy representatives and buy senators and buy presidents of the United States. So those are a couple more of the big news stories that caught my eye here in 2024. No, I shouldn't say here in 2024. It's now here in 2025, but back then, back in the old days of 2024. So again, some very interesting and I think very important stories that have been kept an eye on by our new staff and by everybody here in central Wisconsin. And it'll be interesting to see how some of these stories continue to develop as we move forward into the new year. Coming up, we're going to have our final segment of the day. We'll have our daily history lesson. We will be talking to Ian, and we'll let you have him take his number for the day quiz, see whether or not he can get a big W here today. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Wednesday, January the 1st of 2025, so that means it's day number one of this year, and it means there are 364 days remaining, because last year was a leap year, so there were 366 days in the year. This year, it is back to a non-leap year, so
yep.
365 days in the year, so 364 days remaining this year. And some famous events, as one would think, have occurred on January the 1st. In 1995, the last Far Side by cartoonist Gary Larson was published, though he did return in 2020, releasing new Far Side strips for the first time in 25 years on thefarside.com. On this date in 1999, the euro currency was introduced. On this date in 2018, an initiative of 300 Hollywood women called Time's Up was announced to fight sexual harassment. Also on this date in 2018, California became the largest U.S. state to legalize cannabis for recreational use. A number of famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Frank Langella of Frost Nixon and the Americans turns 87 years old today. An actor named Rick Hurst. He played Deputy Cletus Hogg on the Dukes of Hazzard. Mm-hmm. I did not remember Cletus. I do remember Cletus. Yeah, Cletus. But he was not one of the more famous Dukes of Hazzard characters. But
is he more of a background
character? Yeah, more of a background guy. I think he replaced Enos when Enos went off to do his own show. And they brought in Cletus to be the new deputy, I think. But Rick Hurst, Deputy Cletus Hogg, 76 years old today. Rapper Grandmaster Flash turning 64. Actor Morris Chestnut, The Enemy Within and Boys in the Hood, is 55. Comedian Don Novello, better known as Father Guido Sarducci. He was on Saturday Night Live and other shows. Don Novello, 79 years old today. And Angry Rice, mayor of Easttown and Spider-Man Far From Home, 24 years old today. And if you are a New Year's baby celebrating your birthday on January the 1st, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday and happy a new year too.
Special events. It is New Year's Day.
Yep.
It is Global Family Day. Play Outside Day. It seems odd to have Play Outside Day in January, especially for colder climates, but nevertheless. It is Polar Bear Plunge or Swim Day. It is Bloody Mary Day. It is Hangover Day. I think a few people are celebrating that one. And it is Black Eyed Peas Day.
So yes.
You will remember Black Eyed Peas from now on, right?
I certainly will.
Copyright Law Day as well. Alrighty then. It is time now for our number for the day. Yes. In our number for the day quiz. Every day we give Ian Welsh three different choices when it comes to the number for the day. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right just by guessing. That is 33%. So every week we go in saying the minimum for a passing grade is 33%. But that's not good enough. We want you to have a winning week.
Yes.
Which is more right than wrong, which is means 3 out of 5.
Definitely.
The all-time record is 4 out of 5, correct? And then, of course, still going after that. Holy Grail, the perfect week. Still trying to get to that point. The perfect week, and still working on that one.
We're in the process of it.
The process. All right. Okay. The new year, and I never gave you the topic, but it is babies.
Babies.
All right. Our number for the day. On average, how many babies are born each January 1st in the United States?
On average. Okay. How many babies?
Is the correct answer 6,312? Is the correct answer 8,312? Is the correct answer 10,312?
6,000, 8,000, or 10,312?
That's the entire country.
On average, how many babies are born January 1st in the United States? 6,000, 8,000, 10. Whew. This is a toughie. But, okay. Going on my gut here. I am going to guess. I'm going to say 8,312. I'm going with.
You always go with your fallback option, right? You always do that.
I'm sticking with B. It's my final answer. I'm not changing it. It's my final answer. I say B.
On average, how many babies are born each January 1st in the United States? It's a big country, Ian. I thought you'd go with the biggest number. 10,312.
Oh, the biggest. Yeah. That's my fault. I should have listened to the question better.
Yes, you should have. All right. Well, we'll try to do better tomorrow, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody, and Happy New Year.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.